For those night owls of you out there who listen regularly, you might recognize one of the voices coming in who has been manning our phones, but is also a DJ. Thursdays, going into Fridays at midnight for 1 hour, you get to hear the musings of Matt. Well, as a special bonus, at 11:13 p.m. on Friday, so we're on the right day. Technically, we are still here. Take it away.
All right, just to point out, this isn't really amusing. This is a true story. But yes, I do have a story about donating. About 2 or 8 years ago at the station, there was a DJ named Chet. He played a freeform show. The show often featured arena rock from the 80s, but people liked him as a person, so we got away with it.
There's never enough arena rock from the 80s.
And in retrospect, though, that wasn't really fair, but we did it anyway, and we apologize. Anyway, just to point out, Chet's first show was at 3 a.m., and after a few semesters of varying levels of competence, he earned the right to start at 2 instead. And we were all very proud, and many of us still are. But one day at 2:15 a.m. during fundraiser, the phone rang. This was an issue for Chet because he had no hands. But he knew someone was calling to donate, so he did what anyone would do in that situation. He grew hands. 8 of them. 8 of the most majestic hands the world has ever seen. Unfortunately, they grew on his neck, making answering the phone none easier, but making it impossible for him to take off his shirt. He tried, and tried, and then tried again. He tried until trying was no longer a thing he could do. He then collapsed on the floor like a wet towel. It's not funny. It's not funny. As it turned out, this was all a dream that Chet had. He fell asleep on air. When he woke up, it was 2:45. And Don't Stop Believing by Journey. I've been playing on repeat for a half hour. Chet started crying. Had someone actually called in to donate, it would have woken him up, and none of this would have ever happened. This could have been stopped. Eli does not have narcolepsy, so the situation probably will not happen again tonight. But the spirit of Chet's disgrace lives on. What you need to do is think of Chet. Get your checkbook, call us on the phone, and give us an excessive amount of money. And just to point out, we were informed earlier today that Chet was diagnosed with sadness, so if you donate, that might help. I can't promise anything, but just keep him in mind tonight. Thank you for giving the time, Eli.
Well, and thank you for sharing that.
That was very brave.
That was a brave share.
Yeah, Eli didn't know that was going to happen. Chet didn't know that was going to happen.
Well, even more brave of Chet. And you.
You can't afford a radio. We'll get away with it. It's fine.
Oh, okay, perfect. And you know what? Radio is still better than TV. This is Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. 763-3500 is the number.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug.